Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Reginald Atatula here with you alongside Mike Bassick Jr. and Alec Medford with the KNC Masterpiece for this week. And we have had a lot of fun out at Globe Life Field this week for All-Star Game festivities, or All-Star festivities in general, 2024. We capped it off last night with the gem, the Midsummer Classic. And so we're going to talk about your, Mike, observations, our observations, and your observations, the Tolos. Right. Text in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. You can also catch us on YouTube and Twitch. YouTube is 105 through the Fan. Twitch is Dallas Fan Cam. Mike, how you feeling, man? Just after this stretch of All-Star weekend all the way through Tuesday, how are you feeling after being a Rangers legend, being at all these things, home run derby, All-Star game? What's going through your mind?
One, very tired, and then I found out last night, my son's like, hey, guess what? I have a game at 4:30 Wednesday in Melissa, so now we have to leave the house at 2:30 today to take the one-hour drive to Melissa for his 4:30 game, which there's thunderstorms in the Metroplex around that time.
Scattered showers I saw.
But I'm feeling great. I'm so happy that the Texas Rangers and that our Metroplex Arlington got to host this. I will start off with a fun story.
Okay.
I showed you a picture of this.
Yes. This is the type of content I love, by the way.
I got a hot dog from heaven last night. Okay.
Medford, you know what that means, right?
No.
Okay. All right. So, you know the story of like the Jewish people as God releases them from slavery from the Egyptians,
and like,
you know,
how are we gonna eat?
Yeah, and so God, you know, rains down manna from heaven.
That's
eventually,
right.
The Jewish people get all upset with God and revolt because they want more food.
Do your theology.
They want different. They want different food. They're tired of this manna thing or whatever, you know. And they're like, "Screw you, God!" And he's like, "All right, well, you guys can go back into slavery if you want." So, anyways. They decide in the fifth inning Reggie, you were there, right? Or in the middle part of the game, I would guess, maybe later, maybe sixth or seventh inning?
I believe that was towards the seventh inning,
okay.
Because I wasn't actually in the press box at that point. I tried to go and see if I could hear from Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, who had both been withdrawn from the game at that point.
So anyways, they say, we're about to do hot dogs from heaven. And so look up into the sky. And so people from the upper deck, I can't see where I was seated. I cannot see the upper deck above me because, you know, it's kind of stacked on top. And I was in the 100 levels, kind of in the outfield area. So between third base and the foul pole and right about where the awning is, where you can't see up. So you look up and then all of these hot dogs have parachutes on them and they're throwing hot dogs in the wrapper with a parachute on him. And a hot dog ended up coming to me, grabbed the hot dog. I sent Reggie a picture.
Yes.
of, hey, I caught a hot dog from heaven. And now, how am I going to relate this back to why would you tell a Bible story? Like, you Bible guy, like, if you don't like it. But I'm like, here's why. Because I was like the Jewish people eventually the Bible, because then I was like, I don't really feel like a hot dog right now. But I was like, it's a hot dog. And then I was like, I don't want to go get mustard and relish. I'm a mustard and relish hot dog guy.
All right. Solid hot dog.
But I was like, well, let me open it up. It's a hot dog. And I opened it up and it was kind of cold.
I was wondering. I was like, look, when did they make that hot dog to then take it up to the rafters and drop it?
It definitely wasn't warm.
Yeah.
And so I left the hot dog from heaven underneath the seat. And I didn't eat the hot dog from heaven at the All-Star game.
Oh, ungrateful.
I know. I was ungrateful.
Unbelievable.
For the free hot dog. I offered it to the people sitting next to me, but they're like, no, we're good. But can we take a picture with the parachute and the hot dog from heaven for the All-Star game? But yeah, I never caught a foul ball in my life.
But you caught a hot dog.
But I caught a hot dog from heaven at an All-Star game.
So, I mean, look, may have been a little ungrateful for the hot dog from heaven, but I think we were all grateful in the All-Star game to get this type of performance early on in the festivities.
Houck's next pitch on the way. Ohtani drives this one to right. Soto doesn't move. He looks over his shoulder, and 12 rows deep it lands. A three-run home run for the superstar Shohei Ohtani.
I mean, Mike, this All-Star game gave us pretty much most of the things you can imagine and hope for from an All-Star game, with Shohei Ohtani and just the crack of the bat. You can hear that. It's always fun hearing that. You got eventually you still got the Paul Skeens matchup with Aaron Judge. It went by quickly, but thankfully it seems like almost Skeens decided, I'm going to walk Soto to make sure I get this Judge thing and give the people what they want.
That was awesome that happened. I was going to mention the Paul Skeens thing in stadium, because I'm sure 90% of the people listening right now watched it on television, or you didn't watch it at all, which is fine. But if you're at the game, Skeens wasn't really hitting 100 miles an hour. But then when I saw the highlights, the gun on television had him throwing 100 more. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're looking at the radar gun in the stadium.
Yeah.
But in stadium, he was throwing more like 98-ish, 97 at times. I think he touched, I don't know if he even touched 100, maybe one time on our board. He threw, I think, 15-ish or 16 pitches in the game. But then when I went back and I turned on MLB Network last night and I saw a couple of the pitches he threw, I was like, oh, he was touching triple digits on television radar gun.
Interesting. Okay, so I guess they're using a different
gun
awesome. In that way.
I was so pumped to see Skeens. Like, I know it's weird. I just remember hearing about him transferring from Air Force to LSU and just hearing unbelievable things about him in non-conference games. So early in the college season and last year in March, I took my two kids down to A&M to see A&M LSU, because I heard of Dylan Cruz, who's second overall pick, and Paul Skeens, who ended up being first overall pick. And I remember watching him, and Chad Allen's a former guy at Duncanville, played in the majors. And I was like, Chad, like, this dude's unbelievable. The best college pitcher I've ever seen. And it's not close. Now, I didn't see Steven Strasburg or, like, let's say Mark Pryor, for instance, but like, so it was crazy. I'm sitting there with my son going, Reggie, I cannot believe that guy that I saw, that I was like, this is unbelievable, in March at College Station, that he started the All-Star game the next year and was by far the show. That was the thing, that he goes from LSU to starting in the All-Star game, and hopefully he can continue it. I know that if Spencer Strider were to get healthy, he's pretty spectacular.
But
Paul Skeens has a lot more behind him than Strider does.
Yeah, it really felt like a lot of first-time All-Stars made their imprint on this game. We talk about Paul Skeens. We were super excited to see Mason Miller, and I even texted you. I was like, look, we're getting Mason Miller Ohtani, not just Mason Miller throwing 103, but he's also going us against Ohtani, and he was gassing those things past the dude who hit the three-run homer earlier in the game.
Hardest fastball in the history of the All-Star game?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's
103.6.
That's awesome. I mean, that was when he comes in and he throws it. Obviously, I'm off to the side and up, but the ball is just, it's just on the catcher. And you can see the hitter's reaction. And when you're watching from that distance, it's amazing that guys are able to time it up.
Yeah.
Because you see it and you're like, it's out of his hand and then in the catcher's mitt. And yet there at times, I know not last night, great, but at times they're able to time it up
right.
just a little bit, or when Emmanuel Clase comes in, stuff like that. But that was the fun part of really being there is like, you're like, every matchup was great. And then I thought, we got to the fifth inning, Reggie, I don't know what you thought. I was like, because my son was asking about substitutions.
Exactly.
As the American League started making substitutions, I'm like, usually guys get two at-bats. And then it was like third time through. Now I was like, maybe the National League's just going to play the starters the whole game.
That's what I was waiting. I was like, hey, are we going to get all these other guys in the game?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mentioned first time All-Stars. Also, we were trying to figure out who are we calling for MVP. You went with Bobby Witt Jr. I was like, look, I think that Ellie De La Cruz can get it. We were both wrong. It was a first-timer from the Boston Red Sox, this man right here.
This is the guy that will take the extra base if he puts it in play, and this one may be out of play. He smacks one to right, and it is way out of here. Jarren Duran, about 25 rows up, right center field, a two-run home run, and now the American League is on top. 5-3, a no-doubter that traveled 413 feet.
That was the difference in the Midsummer Classic. Ended up being 5-3. Jarren Duran is the MVP of this. And one of the things I loved about this was also just hearing his interview when we got to stay after. And he just seemed so excited about it. I think that was a thing that you got to get a little bit of a feel of being in. And I imagine you probably got it on the TV broadcast as well. I just can't speak to that necessarily. How much fun they were having, especially the first-timers. And you could see that it meant something to these guys.
Yeah, it's a super dream come true to make the major leagues. You get to be part of that kind of 1% of guys that, you know, are even like good high school, good college players that end up making the major leagues. And then out of that 1%, you're able to be the guys that make all-star teams or an all-star team. It was pretty spectacular. I'll tell you what, Reggie, in that inning, how crazy was it in the building for 3 seconds? As Corey Seager launched a ball,
oh,
and
my
he thought, oh my God, Corey Seager has, like, for us Texas Ranger fans, has done it again, and he just hit it to the biggest part of the field, or he might have been the MVP, because that would have made it 4-3, right?
Absolutely.
Because he came up with nobody on base in that inning, and he flies out, I don't know what it was, 405 to center field, where it's 410 where he hit the ball.
I wonder. Let's play the audio here, Medford. This is cut too. I want to hear if the audio caught just how loud it got with the ball off of Corey Seager's bat with that long flyout.
And here it comes from Green. Seager swings and makes good contact. center field, deep. Hernandez on the track, and he reels it in. A little bit like Bobby Witt Jr. last night in the Derby. For a while, people were on their feet thinking, we have it here.
You don't have to take that swipe at Bobby Witt Jr. there. But, yeah, you could have heard that game right here on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, you can hear it. The, oh, and then you hear people go, oh, when they realize it's going to be short. It's not making it. There were MVP chants when he came up to the plate as well.
That's awesome. I didn't hear that from where I was seated. But it was, I was sitting next to a guy who was one of Hunter Green's like summer league coaches in middle school or high school. So he was there specifically, flew in from the Los Angeles area to see Hunter Green
of the Reds
who ended up getting the loss.
It feels weird that I get it. Like, it's a baseball game. It's scored as such. There's going to be a winning pitcher and there's going to be a losing pitcher. And Hunter Green ends up being the losing pitcher. It just feels weird in an all-star context. Everybody's an all-star. This is a celebration of them. You are the loser today, you know?
Yeah. I did see this, though, going to the stadium. I was not expecting this. Is I started walking to the stadium, and Carlos Correa's family was walking to the stadium. I didn't know he was at the game. I assumed he was just going to be away from it.
Sure.
But so I think he really was. I mean, he really was hurt.
Right.
Because I think he did want to play in it because he had 8 or 9 family members like walking to the stadium. So
I also had that moment when I was down listening to Marcus Semien give his post-game, you know, remarks. We're right next to the AL clubhouse, and as he's talking, Carlos Correa walks right by me, and I'm like, oh, okay, in like a nice cream suit, looks good. I was just like, oh, okay, so he is here, got you. But that does remind me, I was a little surprised, and maybe I shouldn't have been, at the amount of boos that Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah. And Carlos Correa, when they announced his name on the All-Star team, he got booed for that one moment.
But Yordan carried all the boos of the Astros, and we've talked about it. Like, in theory, you don't really have a great reason to boo him. I mean, he is an Astro, right? That's enough reason, I guess.
But he was not on the 2017 team. My son was asking me, and I said he made the major leagues in 2019 at some point in that season, I'm pretty sure. Because I know his rookie card is in the 2020 Topps rookie cards. So I'm like, I think he made the major leagues at some point in 2019.
But yeah, I mean, a fun experience all the way around. If you had to give a letter grade to, one, the game itself last night, and two, the All-Star experience, Mike, how do you think that you would grade it?
The game for me was an A, and then the experience for me was an A+. I don't want to get into that right here. We're up against it. I will talk about that in Baseball Nuggets. I'll tease it right now. The jerseys and the experience.
Okay. That's a little tease for 1040 here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We now will be turning very soon to the second half of the season, the proverbial second half of the season, as the Rangers need to get a move on to try and get themselves in a position to go back-to-back and win another World Series championship.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.